My name is Bernd Kasper, and I'm a medical oncologist based in Mannheim, Germany. And the topic of today's podcast is liposarcoma. What is liposarcoma? Key differences by subtype. Liposarcomas are rare tumors arising from adipose tissue in any part of the body, and they account for approximately 15 to 20% of all soft tissue sarcomas. Despite their common adipocytic features, liposarcomas are a diverse and heterogeneous group of STS that can be further classified into distinct histopathological subtypes. Atypical lipomatose tumors and well-differentiated liposarcoma account for 40 to 45% of all liposarcomas. Both entities are low-grade adipocytic tumors, often resembling benign lipomas. ALT occur in the extremities, while well-differentiated liposarcoma may arise in the retroperitoneum, paratesticular region, mediastinum, or head and neck region. They represent a locally aggressive neoplasm with virtually no risk of metastatic disease. Dedifferentiated liposarcoma is a high-grade and aggressive disease which arises mostly in the retroperitoneum and deep soft tissue of proximal extremities. Up to 90% of cases arise de novo, and the remaining 10% develops as a dedifferentiated recurrence of a previous ALT or well-differentiated liposarcoma. Myxoid liposarcoma is the second most common variant at around 30% of all lipogenic sarcomas. It occurs predominantly in the extremities of young adults and has a disproportionately high metastatic pattern. Pleomorphic liposarcoma is an aggressive subtype that represents only 5% of all liposarcomas. These tumors most commonly primarily arise in the extremities, followed by the retroperitoneum and the abdomen, with distant metastasis occurring in up to 50% of cases. Finally, the newly described myxoid pleomorphic liposarcoma is an exceptionally rare, aggressive, adipocytic neoplasm characterized by a mixture of histologic features from both conventional myxoid liposarcoma and pleomorphic liposarcoma. It typically occurs in children and adolescents and has a predilection for the mediastinum with a wide anatomical location. Diagnosis and staging of liposarcoma. The European Society for Medical Oncology guidelines indicate that in primary soft tissue tumors, magnetic resonance imaging is the main imaging modality in the extremities, pelvis, and trunk. Standard radiographs may be useful to rule out a bone tumor, whereas computed tomography has a role in the diagnosis of retroperitoneal liposarcomas. Following appropriate imaging assessment, the standard approach to diagnosis consists of core needle biopsies. Distinguishing one liposarcoma subtypes from another is critical, and in this sense, histologic examination supplemented with molecular studies is essential to obtain accurate diagnosis and plan subsequent treatment strategy, requiring a specialized STS team of pathologists and molecular biologists. For staging purposes, CT scans of the thorax, abdomen, and pelvis is recommended in the majority of sarcoma subtypes. Management of localized liposarcoma. All decisions regarding the management should be made on an individual basis and by multidisciplinary teams with experience in treating this rare tumor type. The management of localized liposarcoma is determined by tumor size and location. Surgery should be offered as an initial management where there is a possibility of complete resection. Preoperative radiotherapy can be discussed in patients with a low intermediate grade liposarcoma, as signs of efficacy were observed in this subgroup of the phase 3 STRUS study. Regarding preoperative chemotherapy, the STRUS-2 trial will directly assess its role in retroperitoneal dedifferentiated liposarcoma and leiomyosarcoma, but its results are not anticipated until 2028. Meanwhile, it is advisable reserving preoperative chemotherapy for patients with good performance status and borderline resectable or recurrent retroperitoneal sarcomas where tumor shrinkage may improve surgical outcomes. Surgery of local recurrences could be offered especially to well-differentiated liposarcoma patients with a long disease-free interval between initial resection and subsequent recurrence, and possibly to patients experiencing a response to medical therapies. Management of advanced liposarcoma. In advanced or metastatic disease, systemic treatments form the mainstay of management, and surgery is not usually recommended since it is associated with a poor prognosis irrespective of histological subtype. The aim of chemotherapy is to delay and/or relieve tumor-associated symptoms, to improve quality of life, and to possibly increase disease-specific survival. For over 30 years, anthracycline-based regimens have been the recommended first-line treatment for advanced liposarcoma. A phase 3 trial concluded that despite improvements in progression-free survival and response rate with combination treatment of doxorubicin plus ifosfamide, there was no difference in overall survival, and there was significant additional toxicity compared to single agent doxorubicin. This trial provided a rationale for the continued consideration of anthracycline monotherapy for patients who do not require tumor shrinkage for symptom management. Continuous infusion of high dose ifosfamide could be a valid option for patients with advanced liposarcoma, especially in those patients with a high-grade dedifferentiated component. However, in a multicenter phase 2 study, out of the 13 patients included with liposarcoma, only one achieved partial response and none were complete responders while experiencing significant toxicity. Gemcitabine and docetaxel each have modest activity in sarcomas alone. In a recent randomized phase 2 study, 7 liposarcoma patients were treated with gemcitabine monotherapy. The median PFS was less than 2 months, and the median overall survival did not reach 6 months. In another randomized phase 2 study that included 20 liposarcoma patients, none of them were responders to gemcitabine alone, and 2 achieved partial response with a combination. In a randomized phase 3 trial, overall survival in previously treated liposarcoma patients was significantly improved with eribulin over dacarbazine, while adverse events were similar between the 2 arms. Furthermore, eribulin has shown to be favored in patients who had received at least 2 previous regimens, especially if previously treated with trabectedin. Trabectedin is the most extensively studied agent to date in advanced liposarcoma, having shown consistent efficacy in more than 400 patients. In a randomized phase 3 study comparing trabectedin and dacarbazine, trabectedin was associated with a 45% reduction in the risk of disease progression or death in 147 patients with advanced liposarcoma. Furthermore, a greater proportion of trabectedin patients, 40% versus 16% received extended treatment courses of 6 or more cycles. Real-life clinical practice studies have also confirmed the efficacy and safety of trabectedin in advanced liposarcoma. The most recent study is a retrospective analysis in more than 500 STS patients who received trabectedin mainly as second-line treatment. In the subgroup of 155 liposarcoma patients, a median PFS of almost 9 months and a median overall survival of 30 months were achieved. The use of trabectedin has also been evaluated in specific liposarcoma histological subtypes. In pretreated myxoid liposarcoma patients, trabectedin yielded a median PFS of 14 months, a 6-month PFS rate of 88%, an overall response rate of 51%, and a tumor control rate of 90%, with consistent results observed in other retrospective studies. On the other hand, median PFS of almost 4 months have been observed in pretreated dedifferentiated liposarcoma and over 13 months in well-differentiated liposarcoma patients. Clinical case reports in these liposarcoma subtypes and also in pleomorphic liposarcomas have consistently reported long-term tumor control and quality of life preservation. Several other therapies are currently under investigation for the treatment of liposarcomas. CDK4 expression is amplified in approximately 90% of well-differentiated and dedifferentiated liposarcoma cases. A phase 2 study of 60 patients treated with palbociclib for well-differentiated and dedifferentiated liposarcoma showed a median PFS of around 4.5 months. Abemaciclib, another CDK4 inhibitor, has already shown promising results in a phase 2 study in dedifferentiated liposarcoma with a 12-week PFS of 76%. MDM2 amplification is seen in nearly 100% of liposarcoma and represents a critical component of tumorigenesis. A phase 1 study testing the MDM2 inhibitor milademetan in this group of patients reported preliminary clinical activity and an acceptable safety profile, and a phase 3 study is currently ongoing. In terms of immunotherapy, there are ongoing studies targeting the NY-ESO-1 gene with modified T lymphocytes or B clonal antibodies alone or with cytotoxic chemotherapy. An overall response rate of 40% was reported in 10 myxoid round cell liposarcoma patients within a phase 1 study testing an autologous T cell therapy that targets NY-ESO-1 using a genetically modified high-affinity T-cell receptor. Finally, carboxytaxel, an antimicrotubule agent, has shown promising results in a phase 2 trial in dedifferentiated liposarcoma patients, with 55% of patients being progression-free at 3 months. In summary, liposarcomas are a diverse and heterogeneous group of STS, and an accurate diagnosis is essential to plan an individualized treatment strategy. Surgery should be offered as the initial management of localized liposarcoma whenever there is a possibility of complete resection. And for treatment of advanced disease, anthracyclines are considered the first line option. Trabectedin is probably the logical choice for second-line treatment of liposarcoma, since it is able to induce long-lasting tumor control with a preserved quality of life, which is the treatment goal for most patients in this setting. Additionally, novel therapies targeting a myriad of pathways and known drivers of pathogenesis are actively being explored. A continued understanding and appreciation of the subtype-specific biological underpinnings is essential in optimizing treatment approaches and improving outcomes for patients.